Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill. Welcome to Super Seniors, because we are. AKA Workouts for Geriatrics, AKA Silver Streakers. Grandpa Bill discusses all topics to promote good health and wealth and all things regarding protecting we seniors, but all of this is good for kids from 1 to 92. And Goodwill Ambassadors, and of course yourself, the listeners, are a major piece to our puzzle to continue to promote good health for all animals, their people, plants, and this planet. It is with like-minded intuitives such as yourselves that we all will continue to enhance the rejuvenation of all communities. We work arm in arm and together across all generations for today and tomorrow. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So let's blow our minds as we continue to grow together. Now let's get to today's show. And welcome, one and all. Thanks for being there. We appreciate your support. Hey everybody, and welcome back in our series of natural medicines, workouts for geriatrics, nutrition. I want to squeeze in one that we probably overlook a lot. Human things. And there's a number of products that I've been avowing over the years. One of which is Kubachu. I used to do fermented foods a few years ago. So I want to tell you a little bit about Kombucha right now. Kombucha is a fermented carbonated drink that has become increasingly popular in recent years, but it's more than just a food. In fact, researchers are studying kombucha to understand how microbial communities actually interact with each other. I did fermented foods as part of my entourage about 10 years ago. In a recent study, researchers from the United States offered insight into the interactions among the microbes in kombucha and the mechanisms behind the fermentation process that creates kombucha in the first place. Fermentation is so good for the body. Kombucha is actually a product of microbes. Kombucha is a fermented drink that contains microorganisms. It's made by introducing the sugar sucrose to black or green tea and then adding in both a liquid sample and a biofilm from a past batch of kombucha. Because of the presence of beneficial microorganisms called probiotics, kombucha is often marketed as a healthy drink that promotes good digestion and supports optimal gut health. Unfortunately, there are very few studies on kombucha and the microbes that are actually contained within it. To better understand kombucha, the researchers have been examining existing studies on kombucha and fermented foods. Studies that used model systems like yogurt and sourdough were also included in the particular study. When the researchers actually analyzed the results of these studies, they found that kombucha contains many species of microbes that are involved in complex interactions. These interactions mainly involve cooperation and conflict. For instance, the yeast from the kombucha culture produces an enzyme called invertase that allows the microbes to process sucrose. The microbes then produce a biofilm on the surface of the solution that would later become kombucha. The biofilm similar yeast produces ethanol to protect the microbes in the solution from harmful invaders. So according to researchers, they used kombucha as a model system for their study because kombucha is both simple and complex at the same time. So going through that study a little bit more, this means that the microbial communities in kombucha are simple enough to cultivate in a controlled environment, but rather complex in that they are composed of a diverse range of microbial species in and of themselves. The researchers hope to use their findings to create holistic treatments that can help people maintain microbial balance, especially in the gut. The health benefits of kombucha. Existing studies on kombucha suggest that it can offer many other health benefits to include such things as boosting metabolism. In fact, yellow catechin, 3-gallates, EGCG, a catechin found in green tea, can boost the metabolism. Epigallo catechin. It reduces inflammation. Both green and black tea contain compounds called catechins and tannins, which act as antioxidants. Therefore, drinking kombucha can help reduce inflammation. It's very good for treating arthritis. I take it myself. Protects against cancer. Existing test tube studies on kombucha suggested that it can slash cancer risk. Experts believe this effect can be attributed to the drink's antioxidants properties. Fermented foods overall, we'll highlight that in another show, but strengthens immune health. Immune health is tied to gut health, therefore maintaining a healthy gut by consuming probiotics can also boost immune health. We talk a lot about that at CTFO within our product mix, CellUV, and those types of things, Vitality Herbs and Clay. Kombucha uplifts mood. Depression is tied to inflammation, so drinking probiotic-rich beverages that can fight inflammation, such as kombucha, can naturally uplift the mood and keep depression at bay. Supports a healthy heart health. Earlier studies on kombucha suggest that it can lower blood cholesterol, a major risk factor for heart disease. Regulates blood sugar. Studies on diabetic rat models have shown that kombucha can prevent blood sugar spikes. Kombucha tea, of course, made into a tea form. We're talking about teas specifically here. You can learn all about fermented foods in our next episode. We'll highlight a little bit more about them. Let's take a quick 10-second break and talk about some other fine superfoods that help us stay nutritious. Plant-based, earthen-derived clays, tinctures, and wild-crafted foods. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Okay, welcome back, and here's a couple of the reasons why fermented foods are so good for your body and your health overall. Fermented foods have long been a staple of many traditional diets around the world. They're known for their distinctive taste. Fermented foods have made a comeback in recent years and are well recommended as part of a healthy modern diet thanks to their health and wealth benefits. According to research, the practice of fermenting foods can be traced as far back as 10,000 BCE to what is now known as the Middle East. This region was once called the Fertile Crescent and consisted of modern-day southern Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Israel, Egypt, and parts of Turkey and Iran. With its rich soils and abundance of water sources, the Fertile Crescent is considered by historians to be the cradle of civilization and the birthplace of irrigation and agriculture. Two of the earliest civilizations to produce fermented foods in the region were the Egyptians and the Sumerians, who mainly used fermentation as a means of preserving foods that spoil easily. Stay with me on fermentation as grocery store availability and quality of foods are going to present an interesting dilemma for all of us. So for better part of history, fermentation was used by various cultures to actually extend the shelf life of foods. Thanks to modern research, we now understand that fermentation introduces changes to the physical and chemical properties of foods that not only make them last longer, but also increase their palatability, nutrient content, and health-supporting properties. Much like in my own family tree, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, they all survived the bubonic plague with a healthy source of these types of foods and the knowledge. It's so well known that fermented foods like kimchi, natto, miso, kefir, sauerkraut, tempeh, kombucha, and yogurt have always catapulted within the top of the list of modern superfoods and offer considerable health benefits. Let's take another quick 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at how fermentation transforms foods for the better and how it can definitely help your food budget dollars and how your dollars, which are dead, how to alternate and be able to acquire clean foods that are also healthy medicines, both of which are going to be challenging moving forward. So let's take a quick 10-second break, and when we come back, we'll talk about fermentation a little bit more. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. And because I want to try to keep the show to 30 minutes today, I'm going to abbreviate a little bit about fermentation here, but we'll talk about it at length. Probably continuing tomorrow where we do the shows daily. But continuing, fermentation transforms foods actually for the better. There's two types of fermentation used to produce wholesome fermented foods. Lactic acid fermentation, said to be one of the oldest food preservation methods in existence, is facilitated by lactic acid bacteria, which use the lactose in foods to obtain energy. In return, these bacteria produce a chemical called lactic acid, which is what actually inhibits the growth of microorganisms that cause food spoilage. Lactic acid is also responsible for the sourness of fermented foods. Fermented foods is an acquired taste if you're not familiar with them, cultured foods. In addition to lactic acid bacteria from the genus Lactobacillus are known to produce hydrogen peroxide, another compound that can stop the growth of food-spoiling microbes. And fermented foods that you may be familiar with that are produced using lactic acid fermentation include the aforementioned sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles, yogurt, miso, salami, and sourdough bread. Alcoholic or ethanol fermentation, on the other hand, occurs with the active participation of yeast, fungi, or some select bacteria. Those of you who may have had problems with alcohol, both of my hands are raised, past tense for me, thank the Lord. We used to refer to it because it is. Alcohol is actually yeast fecal matter. Ponder on that for a second, and I'll explain that another time. During ethanol fermentation, certain enzymes in yeast also help increase the levels of phytonutrients that are beneficial to human health. Thus is how I also conquered my alcoholism, because I was having a constant diet of sea vegetables to include kelp, which has many trace minerals and phytonutrients within. And then I had the blessing of coming across friend and business constituent Michael King from Vitality Herbs and Clay and Mike Adams from the Health Ranger. To have a combination of these foods and earthing clays and tinctures, sacred clay being one of them, that actually helped abate my cravings for alcohol. And then also having a total cellular level nutrition through that addiction. So they're beneficial to human health. One example of this is caffeic acid, a powerful antioxidant found in fruits, vegetables, and edible herbs and spices. Caffeic acid is said to be released during fermentation from caffeic acid, a phenolic compound naturally present in grape juice. Remember we talked about resveratrol yesterday, which is very rich within the grape peel, for one. Good for the body, good for the soul, good for the mind. So aside from preventing food spoilage and increasing the phytonutrient content of foods, both key attributes, fermentation also helps destroy non-nutritive food components that can disrupt the activity of the digestive enzymes, which are what are going to do you any good. Anything that goes to the cellular level is what you want, especially for gut health. But that truly makes fermented foods such great foods for supporting optimal health is the fact that fermentation increases the bioavailability of nutrient content. As I just said, according to research, the organic acids produced by fermentative microbes combine to proteins and minerals to form soluble, easy-to-use products. A study published in the journal Fermentation also reports that during fermentation, an enzyme capable of degrading the anti-nutrient phytic acid is formed. This enzyme further helps you reap the nutritional benefits of fermented foods by preventing the binding of phytic acid to minerals, which greatly reduces their bioavailability in your gastrointestinal tract. We'll pick that part up tomorrow. There's numerous benefits of eating fermented foods. They provide high amounts of bioavailability nutrients, and they support healthy digestive functions. They support healthy immune function. They support a healthy brain function. They support a healthy heart function. They support your body's natural ability to eliminate and drop heavy metals and toxins. They support sensible weight management plans, and they support positive mood. So they provide high amounts of bioavailable nutrients, supporting healthy digestive function, brain function, immune function, heart function, and supporting your body's natural ability once again to eliminate toxins and support a healthy weight, support a positive mood. We'll talk more about fermented foods again tomorrow. And let's take another 10-second break. We'll come back and do the last segment. And I want to talk about a little bit more of a variety of earth and clays to go in conjunction with these healthy foods. And we'll wrap up talking about upcoming shows, talking more about peas, which boosts phytonutrients and is good brain food, the health benefits of eating mangoes, all kinds of series of detoxing for optimal health, and how to support optimal heart health. These are all topics coming up as we do the show daily. So let's take a 10-second break, come back with a wrap about some natural derived herbs and clays to go in conjunction with eating plant-based superfoods, which are going to give you the most nutritive value, especially in the troubling times ahead. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, welcome back. I'm going to take about 10 minutes and I want to wrap up and talk once again about friend and business constituent Michael King of Vitality Herbs and Clay. Highly recommend. He's part of the All Car program, directs the manufacturer that I offer as benefit. Everyone is part of my advocacy program, Virtual Mall. We'll talk about those over at the business shows. I want to talk about Michael. Over the years, myself being fully retired now at any different facet of time, well over 12 years now and counting with Vitality Herbs and Clay, I've been a representative of theirs, I resold their product, I private labeled their product, all of those things past tense. Now I'm a very happy client still. I just received some merchandise the other day myself. Michael and I still do business in one aspect, that I supply my kelp to him in his earth and sea greens, which is also in tandem with the aforementioned sacred clay, which was so integral in immediately eliminating my cravings for alcohol. It was an intricate tool in saving me. So I want to talk about an overall approach where earth and clays and tinctures mixed with these types of superfoods, cultured foods, fermented foods, plant-based, all earthen derived while crafted. With the great help of Michael King and referencing a lot of his products and ingredients moving forward, but talking about things in the world as it burns moving forward on its axis. Anytime you start to experience any signs of fatigue or shortness of breath or inflammation or sore throat or flu-like symptom, there's all kinds of guidelines depending on your sources, what you see. Try not to see them in primetime television or whatever, but there's guidelines that will boost your immune system that actually serve as the catalyst that the body is to fire the engine that the body is to help it heal itself, which it can and does do. Natural earth and derived products. Okay. General dietary protocol shift, especially from the Western diet, traditional diet, which is so bad. Upon the very first signs of any kind of a cold, a flu, sluggish energy, chills, lightheadedness, brain fog, sinus congestion, heart palpitations or weakness, nerve pain, inflammation, difficulty catching your breath, we seniors, that where those are applicable for my super seniors, because we are, and our workouts for geriatrics that come through here as well. Thank you, an ubiquitous audience, for an FYI. Your diet, all hard to digest mucus forming foods need to be eliminated. You need to get rid of those. Dairy, meat, nuts, rice, fats, oils, except for coconut oil. Doing so will reduce the phlegm, the sinus, and the lung congestion, and it will reduce the burden on the digestive system and allow the body to concentrate on what energy you have left on strengthening your innate internal powers for immune response. And then you got to feed it the food, the right food, that's going to naturally keep that engine firing, your body. All sweets, fruits, citrus, granular sugars, liquid sweeteners, maple syrup, honey, etc. need to be eliminated for the time being. Switch to powders of cinnamon, licorice, green leaf stevia, as these will boost immune response powers, improve circulation, and stimulate hormone production. Concentrated sugars depress the functioning power of the immune system, literally causing the white blood cells to go catatonic or immobile. White blood cells are the ones that tackle the pathogens and eliminate them. Thus is why the diets killed people for years, and more so now with the food being impugned, the air, the water, the quality of. And by the way, dioxins have been prevalent for years. So food's been integrated, the water, what have you, for years, a little bit more intensely now, for sure. So, caffeinated beverages, eliminate them. Yes, I know, especially coffee, which is responsible for many people coming down with the cold or flu, except myself, because my immune system's so strong. But I'm the exception to that rule. This is why I never missed a day of work in my entire working career. And I retired from a part-time fiat job 16 years, never missing a day. Through lots of pandemics, colds, flus, including it, which I worked through as an essential employee, when everybody around me got it, some of our annex facilities, they actually passed, or whatever. I never as much as broke a sweat. Other than when I had a false positive ray gun reading, which I've talked about many years, many times over the years. Again, think of, you know, I came along late in my parents' life, so obviously my grandparents and grandfolks and ancestry was already quite elderly at that time. Well, they lived through the bubonic plague, the depression, all kinds of stuff. There was no men in white coats, there was no medicines and needles of any sort. There actually was no refrigeration. They survived to be quite old and quite healthy, even though they abused their bodies with addiction. Another subject for another time. These foods will do it. Natural energy sources. Breads and pastas, eliminate them. Meats and spices. Concentrate meals on steamed vegetables, potatoes, whatever. But mostly white, red, gold, or purple potatoes for sure. And thick vegetarian soups. I eat a ton of soups. Seasoned with salt, black pepper, cayenne pepper, coconut oil after cooking, and common microbial garden spices, thyme, curry, rosemary, oregano, marjoram, basil, sage, garlic, onions. We're going to talk about onions coming up. Fasting. I water fasted for years, intermittent water fasting. It simply reduces the food intake or fast if hunger is absent. It helps on the food budget, more so now than ever. And then the superfoods, which are actually replacement foods that we interject. You're getting the best of everything that way. And then 4 to 6 small meals a day, adjust your system accordingly. It takes work, takes time. It's a workout in and of itself, combined with movement, physicality, all the things we talk about at Workouts for Geriatrics. So then there's an approach that will break it down, a detoxification system, the immune system, the cardiovascular, the digestive, the lymphatic, the hormonal, the nervous, the energy. First Strike Green Beverage Protocol, we'll talk a lot about that, green teas, green shakes. A series of products highly recommended, we'll break those down to which ones to suggest. Licorice Root's a key one in everything. I'll talk about all of them. An herbal formula, additions like digestive bitters, to go through some of his product mix, immune power, so-called, Michael King's products, parasite venom, detox, if indeed you were bitten by a snake or bug or whatever. We're going to talk about all of that and ways to abate that naturally and to abate all of them. So for today, I'm going to say bye-bye. Thank everybody for being here. Continue to do so. We grow exponentially with your help, and we continue to hopefully be perceived as a harbinger of good information. Pay it forward, and we'll talk about the business factions. We're invited and applicable at the business shows. We're here each and every day. Please pay it forward. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.